Management at Different Life Cycle Stages. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the product life cycle as follows. 1. The stages a new product goes through from beginning to end. For example, the stages that a product passes through from introduction through growth, maturity, and decline. 2. The time from initial research and development to the time at which sales and support of the product to customers are withdrawn. 3. The period of time during which a product can be produced and marketed profitably. As shown in Exhibit 1-32, the traditional product life cycle includes development, introduction, growth, maturity, and decline. Exhibit 1-32. Product life cycle. The purpose of learning the differences between these phases is to enable product life cycle management. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, product life cycle management, PLM, is the process of facilitating the development, use, and support of products that customers want and need. It helps professionals envision the creation and preservation of product information, both to the customer and along the reverse logistics portion of the supply chain. The following describes management practices at the different life cycle stages. Development. Product or service development is the incubation state of the product life cycle. There are no sales at this point, as the organization prepares to introduce the product. Traditionally, this is when market research, product design or service definition, testing, and finalization are done. Logistics can provide input on product shape, whether assembly should be needed, estimates on unit load sizes, and costs for a given weight or density. Introduction. During the introduction stage, sales of the product or service will be low until customers become increasingly aware of it and its benefits. The organization will likely have additional costs to establish distribution of the product or service. High costs with low sales volume typically make this a time of negative profits. Growth. The growth stage is a time of rapid revenue growth. Sales increase as more customers become aware of the product and its benefits. Once the product has proven success and customers begin seeking it, sales will continue to increase as retailers become interested in offering the product. Distribution may need to expand rapidly at this point. As the base of customers and distributors grows, businesses must commit increased resources to satisfy the market's needs, maintain market share, and gather and analyze data in an ongoing manner. Production and inventory levels must be managed to avoid stockouts or delays that could lead to customers switching brands. A make-to-stock strategy may work well for many products in the growth stage, so warehouse capacity requirements will increase rapidly. Flexible capacity such as contract warehouses may be needed unless the organization is willing to take the risk and expand internal capacity. The main risk here is that if demand growth is not realized, there will be significant excess capacity. Maturity. The maturity stage is the most profitable. Sales continue to increase, but at a slower rate. Competition will result in decreased market share and/or prices. Inventory minimization should be a priority since demand can be forecast more reliably and less safety stock will be needed. However, inventory cannot be adjusted downward without proactive management. Decline. Eventually, sales begin to decline as the market becomes saturated, the product becomes technologically outdated, or customers' tastes change. If the product has developed brand loyalty, profitability may be maintained longer, but with declining production volumes and increased unit costs, eventually no more profit will be made. Organizations that have used a make-to-stock strategy may need to transition to a make-to-order strategy to prolong profitability as long as possible. Warehousing may decide to stock the materials in only select warehouses to further minimize inventory cost. This will increase transportation time, but it may be needed to maintain profitability. Overlapping cycles. One thing to note about the product life cycle is that an organization with many products will have products at various stages in their life cycles. If the organization is working to introduce new products as older ones enter decline, the ebb and flow of the various product stages should even out some of the variability in warehouse and transportation capacity requirements. However, a product that has a far different rate of increased slash decrease or higher slash lower demand peaks or valleys than forecast will still place strains on agility.